The attacks on the World Trade Center forced the evacuation of 7 schools and the relocation of nearly 6,000 New York City schoolchildren. PS 89 is an elementary school just a few blocks north of the Twin Towers. As teachers and parents led students from the school that day, many of the children saw the towers collapse. Now their school is being used as a command center for the cleanup effort, and classes are crowded into another school farther uptown. From New York, Barbara Mantell reports.
Instead of walking a few blocks each morning, the children of PS 89 must now make their way to Greenwich Village and PS 3. The front sidewalk is packed. Older kids hang out with friends, while parents of the younger children lead them inside through the red double doors. The 15 classes of PS 89 are now compressed into 5 spare rooms at this already crowded school. Across the street is a garden, and one afternoon, a few PS 89 teachers meet there to talk about work. Fourth grade teacher Shoshana Wolf says on this particular morning, she had a tough time just starting a simple math lesson.
The process of finding paper and then finding a Xerox machine and then locating scissors that were by any stretch of the imagination appropriate for fourth graders was an enormous task that took the first 45 minutes of my day.
Reading lessons too are suffering. While Wolf's carefully selected fourth grade books sit in dust at PS 89 downtown, they can't be retrieved without first being cleaned. Wolf has to make do with donations.
We have wonderful picture books and wonderful chapter books, but they may all be on the way high end of the spectrum, and we may have almost nothing to offer somebody who's really struggling. In terms of curriculum, we run into that roadblock a lot.
Wolf is sharing a classroom with another teacher. Only half the students have desks and chairs, but it could be worse. Rachel Zindler teaches first grade. Her students share a library space with 4 other classes. Zindler has hung shower curtains around her corner of the space for privacy, but the curtains don't block out noise. Zindler says her 6 and 7-year-olds are having trouble listening and focusing. What they need, she says, is a room that's calm.
It's killing me as a teacher not to be able to give them that when I see that they're sad at the end of the day. They're beaten down. Some of them are holding their hands over their ears sometimes. So by the end of the day, they really just need a nap. I end up just teaching a very bare bones curriculum because it's not what I can teach. It's what they're able to absorb in this environment and under these circumstances.
Relationships are affected too. Wolf, the fourth grade teacher, says her students' anger and fear at what they witnessed on September 11th are sometimes directed at one another.
They're paranoid. You know, they have the feeling, as so many of us do, that people are out to get them, that they are in danger. They're suspicious of one another. And if someone misplaces a pencil or a notebook or someone steps on someone else's foot, it's an explosive issue.
Both teachers say the stress is taking its toll on them. Wolf says she's not staying late after school as she normally would to correct homework and organize for the next day. She says she needs that time to recover.
I feel like I have to prioritize, and what I most need to be is emotionally available to those kids. I need to be present. I need my sense of humor more than I need my magic markers in the right place.
It's the children, both teachers say, who keep them coming back. The crowded conditions should ease next week, when the Board of Education moves the children out of PS 3. But they won't be returning to PS 89, not yet. The city says it doesn't know how long it will need the building. Instead, students will be sharing another school, this one with more space, but all the way on the other side of Manhattan. While the Board of Education promises buses, many parents are skeptical. Jane Bach's son is in the fourth grade. He's not only displaced from school, the family, like many others at PS 89 who live near Ground Zero, is displaced from home.
While there was any hope at all of anyone being alive in the area, we gladly gave up our school, happily gave up our school. But now it's time to get our school back. People are leaving because it is so difficult to get into our homes and to get our children to school. And that's what's going to make our community die.
PS 89 usually has about 400 students. More than 100 have already left for other schools and other towns, and no one knows how many will return or if others will follow. For NPR News, I'm Barbara Mantell in New York.